Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with music by Italian-born composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. All of the music in this album was written after his enforced move to the United States following Italy's anti-Jewish laws, which were brought in 1938. Here's a bit more of his Violin Concerto No. 3 that was actually composed for violin and piano at the request of the legendary violinist Jascha Heifetz. Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco's life can be divided into two distinct parts. From his birth in Florence in 1895 until 1938, he lived a comfortable, happy life in his native city and had much success as a composer thanks to support from artists such as Arturo Toscanini, Jascha Heifetz, Gregor Piatigorsky, and Andre Segovia, to name but a few. In the autumn of 1938, however, his life was overtaken by the anti-Jewish laws of the fascist regime. For safety's sake, he and his family left Italy in the summer of 1939, moving first to Larchmont, not far from New York City, and then in 1940 onwards to California. Here is a bit of the second movement of that same Violin Concerto No. 3 you heard at the start of this podcast. By the end of the summer of 1939, his Concerto No. 3 was ready to be presented to violinist Jascha Heifetz, at least a first version. In his autobiography titled A Musical Life, Castelnuovo Tedesco wrote about this piece, "I was trying to convey in this work my own recent experiences, the first movement evokes the pain and upheaval of being forced to leave my native country. The second is a tender and melancholy farewell to the cypresses of Tuscany. While the third recalls my arrival in New York, the foggy morning, the skyscrapers coming into view, and finally a solitary nun praying on the deck of the ship. Here's the beginning of that third movement, depicting his arrival in New York. By 1945, Castelnuovo Tedesco was settled in Beverly Hills and returned to composing chamber music, something he loved. Bernhard Sinsheimer was a fine violinist in the area who hosted chamber music gatherings at his Hollywood home, evenings that attracted a wide range of fine musicians who would spend hours together just playing chamber music. Castelnuovo Tedesco was also a very fine pianist and was welcomed into the circle of friends, and it was the only encouragement he needed to once again begin composing chamber music. Here's the beginning of the second movement of his Sonata for Violin and Cello, a piece the composer thought was his best piece of chamber music. Thank you. That was from the second movement of Castelnuovo Tedesco's Sonata for Violin and Cello, simple and charming music. The final movement is an entirely different matter, and even the composer wrote that it was diabolically difficult. He said, "The work is truly of such exceptional difficulty, even for expert performers, that I doubt it will ever be played in concert." And in fact, at that time, it had never been published. And he went on to say, "But I think of the three sonatas, it is the most interesting." Thankfully, the composer turned out to be wrong about the piece ever being played in concert, let alone recorded, though this is, in fact, the first time it has been recorded. Here is how that diabolically difficult movement starts. That was from the final movement of Castelnuovo Tedesco's Sonata for Violin and Cello. All three pieces on this album are world premiere recordings, and they were all recorded not so far from Milan, either in Piacenza, just south of Milan, or at the Basilica San Vincenzo in Cantù, partway between Milan and Como to the north. Whatever the location, this is a beautifully recorded album. Here's the opening of the string trio, a movement entitled Grazioso, or Gracefully. Thank you. You have been listening to violinist Davide Alogna, pianist Fiorenzo Pascalucci, cellist Roberto Trianini, and violist Federico Stassi playing chamber music by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, part of an ongoing series of recordings on Naxos dedicated to his music. This particular volume is Naxos catalog number 8.574003, and it has the Concerto No. 3 for violin and piano, composed in 1939 into 1940, and the String Trio and Sonata for violin and cello, both of which were composed a decade later. It's beautiful music that is as rewarding to listen to as it must be to play. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the end of Castelnuovo Tedesco's String Trio. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.